Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We are the show that is freeing America, or what's left of America, one enslaved mind at a time. But we need your help. Share. This is a digital broadcast, whether you're listening to us on our podcasts or our three radio networks. This is digital. Please share this, because we have so many ignorant people. And I'm just going to lay a foundation here real quick, and then we'll go to the opening ads, and then we'll join our guest Bob Griswold from Ready Made Resources. But ladies and gentlemen, just lay this out for you real quickly here. Donald Trump, it would take one hell of an election fraud to have Joe Biden get reelected now. And really, Joe Biden couldn't get 20% of the vote right now. And they're trying to take Trump down through phony legal prosecution. We're going to talk about this on the show today, to destroy the leading candidate. Ron DeSantis, as great as he is, and he will be a president, I hope someday, he cannot raise money nationally on his own to win a presidential race, because Rona McDaniel, she's a Romney. And also, too, you got Mitch McConnell. He's a communist under control of China. They will work against DeSantis, just like they worked against the senators, eight senatorial races in the 2022 midterm elections. These people are traitors to the United States, and they're under the control of foreign governments. And therefore, Ron DeSantis can't win. Trump can raise the money on his own. This is why they're targeting Trump, doing everything they can. And we're going to get into this with our guest, Bob Griswold, today. This is being recorded on the morning in which we expect an announcement on an indictment. But because we do a lag of, 18 hours on this, it won't air until after the so-called indictment's been delivered. You can count on it being delivered, because Alvin Bragg is backed into a corner. The Democrats are demanding he do something. He doesn't dare not do anything, even though in a real good legal system, he would be disbarred from withholding exculpatory evidence. I'll explain when we get in with our guest, Bob Griswold. But first, I need to let you know, the takedown of America is going to be absolutely true. If you go on thecommonsenseshow.com, our website, you will see. And also, too, I played a clip of this on, our TV show. Okay, it's actually out now at thecommonsenseshow.tv, a 1981 movie. We played about a four-minute clip, and I was on with Doug Thornton, and it laid out everything in 1981 in a movie that's happening today. You've never heard of the movie, but it's incredible what's laid out. We're going down the path of totally destroying America. You better get prepped. Train, prep, and pray. Let's talk about the prep. You need storable food. We have it. Go to foodwithdave.com. There's specials involved. You've got 25-year shelf life, all the advantages, sales, and so forth. All the details are at foodwithdave.com. You also will need water filtration, because I do believe the grid will go down for some time. I don't necessarily believe it's going to be an EMP. China doesn't want that. But the grid will be taken down, and you'll have to scavenge for water. Do you have a good water filter? Well, we do. We have the best in the business. We publish the research at waterwithdave.com. They manufacture a limited supply to keep the cost down, so you better act quickly. There's your food, and there's your water. Foodwithdave.com, waterwithdave.com. One more thing. I just want to mention this. You'll hear an ad for this during one of the breaks in the show, but Noble Gold. Wells Fargo sent out a notice yesterday, and I've got many people in my audience that have sent this to me, and they're basically warning people that your money is not secure. I'm not going to go into all the details right now, but this is accurate. I've received maybe half dozen of these by this morning. Noble Gold can get you out of the system, protect your retirement under Dodd-Frank. These banks can steal your money. Dodd-Frank bill in 2010 made it legal to do it. So I want you to send for an information packet to how you can quickly protect your retirement and your savings by getting out of that system, except for operating capital. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, and we'll send you an information packet. Nobody will call you. When you look at it, you'll say, oh, this is what I need. Then you will call them at the number that we list. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, Bob Griswold needs no introduction. He has experience on an international and national basis. He's now recognized as one of the premier, if not the premier, preppers in the United States. with readymaderesources.com, and just about anything that you need, you can find with Bob. Everything from night vision to treating wounds. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. He does the communications equipment. We've covered it all, and we'll probably cover some of that again, too, today. And we're going to be talking about the demise of America. And you can hear Bob on the other end. Bob, welcome. Sad days in America as we sit here on the edge of Alvin Bragg. And keep in mind, Bob, that we'll be delayed about two-thirds of a day before this airs. But I absolutely see no way that Alvin Bragg can back down from indicting Trump, given the box that he has painted himself into.
You know, I don't look for signs and, you know, tea leaves type stuff very often, Dave, but as you were given that monologue, it was 9:11 where we were talking, 9 p.m. 11, you know, 9 a.m. 11. I just couldn't help but notice that on the clock, and I would say it is a 9/11. What we're facing in this country is a culmination of decades of communist takeover of the United States, to where we are now at the point we've bananified, I guess that's the word, bananification, the justice system of the United States, and we see it every single day. Even though the Democrats withheld exculpatory evidence on January 6th, you know, this QAnon shaman, even though he was escorted by police, it doesn't look like, according to the tapes, he did anything according to what he was convicted of. It looks like,
you're talking about the exculpatory tapes that were withheld deliberately by the J6 Commission. Is that what you're referring to?
That's a criminal. His attorney was not allowed to have that exculpatory evidence. So that's criminal of itself for the Democrats to do that. It's criminal of itself to continue to say that the policeman was beat over the head with a fire extinguisher when they show after that he was supposedly beat over the head with a fire extinguisher. He's walking around normally, has a helmet on. You know, all of that. And so we are watching the absolute finality, the death, the final nails in the American justice system. It's amazing to watch this, Dave. Because we all knew it was coming, but the prosecution of a political opponent to keep him from running, you're going to jail him. Well, that's what Zelensky did. We've watched it happen, and Russia did it. You know, the political opponents just seem to disappear when they didn't want them there. China does it. You know, Idi Amin did it. Everybody does it, except the fact that it's never been done in the United States. And now we are watching the absolute, you know, finality of our justice system, to where anybody, it doesn't matter what, doesn't matter if it's past the statute of limitations, it doesn't matter that this Alvin Bragg, I mean, you know, he has let, I just reading one case of a woman who was arrested 50 times this year, 120 arrests for shoplifting. Nothing. They just go free. Murderers go free. I mean, people who burnt down St. John's Church when Trump was elected, no charges. People who burnt down Seattle and Portland, no charges. You know, and yet Donald Trump, who supposedly took private money, it wasn't campaign money, it was his private money, and paid hush money. Now, he said he never had relations with
the stripper.
You know,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the stripper. People giving NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, and giving money to do it is a common practice worldwide. You don't talk about this. You don't talk about the divorce. You don't talk about what happened, and you get these payments, and you can never talk about it. That is totally within legal means to do that. Now, he's not using campaign contributions, but we're going to prosecute him over it past the statute of limitations. I mean, good grief. If you cannot see that this is being done and to finally destroy any semblance of jurisprudence in this country, then I'm telling you, and it will have ramifications on you, because it's trickling down. We watch it trickling down to all the local DAs. I'm thinking of that Arizona guy right now, an elderly man, George Allen Kelly, a rancher. Watching people come across his property, violating his property rights, and the corrupt district attorney, you know, puts this elderly man who can barely walk in prison on $1 million bond. I think of the Latin phrase, I'm not going to try to spell it, but let justice be done though the heavens fall. That used to be the motto of American justice. Let justice be done though the heavens fall. And today, it's let injustice be done at the cost of a bribe. And that's what we see happening. And once I want people to understand, once that sets in, if this does happen, which is totally unprecedented in American history, if this sets in and Donald Trump is arrested, especially if they do a dog and pony show on him like they did to Roger Stone, you know, bust at his door in at 6 o'clock in the morning, handcuff him, you know, CNN and all the liberal news media there. It was a total setup. That's all it was. You remember that, don't you?
Well, I remember it well. Here's the issue, and I got into this with Doug Thornton, my broadcast partner on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, former DHS official. When they come for Trump, he'll have Secret Service protection. I don't see any Secret Service agent who's doing his job to allow them to lay hands on him, put handcuffs on him. They can do a booking remote. They could meet real resistance from the Secret Service. And let me just say this. If the Secret Service allows Alvin Bragg to humiliate Trump, put him in a jumpsuit, stick handcuffs on him, then that tells you the entire federal government is weaponized against the people.
Well, they've been building up to this, Dave. That's the Roger Stone and all these other people.
Roger Stone was not the president.
I know, but just building up to it. You know, where they take people who are obviously innocent or very minor charges, and they stage these elaborate raids on their home, kick their front door in, have CNN and all the other, you know, Marxist news agencies there, videoing it, humiliating people. You know, the same thing with the gentleman with the abortion. You know, his son was, you know, being shoved by some whack job at an abortion clinic. And, you know, he pushed back.
Yeah, but that's
and
not
the next
the
thing
same
you know,
thing.
He's got 30 FBI agents.
But Bob, it's not the same thing. I'm talking about a president under Secret Service protection with defined federal laws.
I understand that.
That's
Dave.
What I'm talking about. This has nothing to do with a pastor. It has nothing to do with Roger Stone. If they do this, okay, this is a whole new level. There is no build up to this. This is jumping off the cliff.
This is the Rubicon. I agree with it. But over the last decades, they've been building up to this. They've been normalizing this type of circus justice, you know, where they have the dog and pony show for public consumption, for humiliation, for political opponents to attack them and then destroy them. Now, that's what we're watching. And it's been, and we see it happening in counties, states across the nation, where Trump is just the final Rubicon that's crossed. He's the final one. And when this takedown happens, I will tell you, justice in America is over.
It's already over if they do this, but not just this. Look at what they have done to the J6 defendants. Justice is over. Every one of the J6 committee members, and some of them are lawyers, they should be disbarred for withholding exculpatory evidence, two, committing a fraud in a legal proceeding. Okay, this is what the J6 commission is responsible for. That means these six people, Adam Kinzinger and the whole group, Liz Cheney, they should be in jail. Not just disbarred, but in jail.
And agreed with you, but it doesn't happen. That's what I'm saying. It's the bananification of American jurisprudence, and that's what we're watching. And it's going to have ramifications on every person in this country. Even if you live in a conservative state, even if you live in a conservative county, the pressure's going to come down through federal or state agencies to the local agency to do certain things. So if you shoot a person in your home and protect a person in your home, i.e. Illinois, you know, you can be charged for murder, even though he's in your home You don't know what his intent is. It could be to hurt, rape, murder your children, family, whatever. Well, this is where we're finally at in this country. Dave, when I grew up, I remember we used to sit around the table. We lived on a Little Creek amphibious base. I loved growing up there. My dad was a naval officer. And we grew up around the dinner table talking about, you know, how in the Soviet Union, they teach children to report their parents. In the Soviet Union, in China, if you do this, you will be taken out and lined up. In the Soviet Union, political opponents are just taken out and disappeared. I remember those conversations around the table. And look what we've become. We've become the exact same thing. Political opponents, it's regular now to see political opponents culminating in Donald Trump. It's regular now to see political opponents arrested. I mean, you know, false accusations. I mean, the shaman guy, you know, he led the revolt against the Capitol. He was alone walking around that building most of the videotape. He wasn't leading any revolt. He actually prayed when they finally got him into the Senate chambers. He got up on the platform and actually prayed for the police. So it's a total lie. And that's what we're watching with Donald Trump. And when they do this, like I said, that's the Rubicon crossed. None of us, not one of us, is safe, because federal prosecutors can come into your state, your conservative county, and do the same thing to you. It doesn't matter if they have evidence or not. By the time they bankrupt you in federal court with lawyer fees, it won't matter. You'll fall by the wayside, and they'll have another one. I think of the words of Bonhoeffer. Was it Mueller? You know, when they came for the Jews, I did nothing. When they came for the cripples, I did nothing. When they came for the Catholics, I did nothing. When they came for me, there was no one left to do anything. Mm-hmm. That's where we're at.
No,
they're coming at people.
This is a lot
different
than the masses.
And they're destroying people's lives.
I want to go back to this is. I'll just say it to you this way, okay? Nikita Khrushchev was not killed, okay? Nor was he jailed. Yeltsin was not jailed. Okay, they were deposed, but they were not jailed. They were not killed. You look at Medvedev, former president. He has not been jailed. He's still active in the government. Russia treats their former leaders with more respect than what Trump is getting right now. And I want to get to the bottom line. The reason that Trump is being vilified is, number one, he won't allow the green cult of the World Economic Forum to take over and destroy our economy. He'll reverse all this crap. He'll get us out of the World Health Organization that will control all medical treatment just at the mere saying of there's a pandemic with no proof, no standards. Trump will get us out of that. Trump will warn Putin, hey, I mean business. I'm not Joe Biden. Here's how we're solving this. Biden has now interfered in two ceasefires. First one reported by the prime minister prior to Netanyahu's return. Prime Minister Bennett said he had a ceasefire arranged, and Biden interfered. And now he did it again yesterday. So I could go on and on and on with these examples. We are worse than Russia. Russia is better than we are. And I'll give you a real benchmark here, Bob. Russia has trained over 50 million of its citizens to where to go to avoid being killed in nuclear attack, enhancing survival, using mountain resources, carved out tunnels, whatever it would be. And here in America, we do nothing for our population in the event of a nuclear war. Nothing. That's all you need to know about this government. This government is controlled.
They've done a lot to protect themselves.
No, I'm talking us, you and me.
I know.
Continuity of government, I agree with you. They have done a lot there, but they have done nothing for the average person. And Putin has. Listen, I don't even like Putin. I think he's a pig. What he's done in Ukraine was wrong. Okay, I don't support him, but I'm going to say this. Biden forced his hand. When you put missiles on the border of Ukraine, 400 miles from Moscow, pointed at the Capitol, what did they expect was going to happen?
Bioweapons labs?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. We could go on and on with this. We are worse as a government than Russia. Worse. worse. Hey, let me just say this, Bob. One thing. The Brager Report, okay, done by John Thaler's law firm. The Brager Report was given to the Arizona Legislative Select Committee on Election Integrity. Oxymoron there. And she said in 26 states, but she focused on Arizona, the cartel controls a good number of the politicians through phony real estate scams. Bob, I've told you about my friend, the realtor in Prescott, who was the victim of an assassination attempt and her boyfriend was shot because they uncovered this plot almost 2 years ago. And this is happening in 26 states, according to the Brager Report. The documentations are thousands of pages long, phony real estate money laundering involving judges, the governor of Arizona, the secretary of state of Arizona, many people in the legislature. And after she gave her testimony and presented all this evidence, irrefutable evidence, she shouldn't have been allowed to speak. That's the answer. That's the answer they're giving. We have totally lost our country. We are an organized criminal RICO outfit at the governmental level, state, county, and federal.
Would you, Dave, just look. George W. Bush went into Iraq based on a lie.
Yep.
They knew it was a lie. They knew there was no weapons of mass destruction. Now, again, neither of us are Saddam Hussein fans. He was a thug. His children were thugs. His two boys were thugs. But we went in there, spent trillions of dollars and thousands of lives. We go into Libya, Hillary Clinton. We came, we saw, we killed him. You know, because he wouldn't go, he wouldn't get off the goal. He wanted to go to a gold standard. We've gone into to Syria. We left billions of dollars in the most reprehensible. I mean, I think it was worse than Vietnam and Afghanistan, how we abandoned U.S. citizens in Afghanistan and left $82 billion in weaponry, which I'm sure we've got our fingers in the sale of that now, off to different people. It's gone dark. And yet not one. And what Trump supposedly paid Stormy Daniels, $150,000. How much did Bill Clinton pay Paula Jones? Was it $850,000 in hush money? Nothing happened to him.
Yeah, let me tell you what's been said about the hush money aspect of it. It means nothing about Trump's moral character. First of all, the stripper was brought before Congress and the case fell apart. No prosecutor will even touch this case. And I'm talking federal and state. And then also the Federal Elections Commission said there's no harm, no foul. But here's the deal. A lot of celebrities are pursued by people who are money grabbers, and rather than spend $1 million in a case, they'll spend $100,000 to dispense of the case, even though there's no guilt involved. And then there's been a development as of last night. Tucker Carlson had on a guy named Costello, who is the lawyer for Michael Cohen, the lawyer who is betraying Trump and violating a client attorney privilege by giving that testimony to the grand jury. And that's presidential client attorney privilege. And Costello came on and said Cohen admitted to him he was lying. He would do anything to stay out of prison. And and Cohen says he's violating my privilege, because that Costello was Cohen's lawyer. And Costello pulled out a document he showed on Tucker Carlson. Here's a 2-page document that's basically a waiver of immunity that I can say what I want about Cohen. And he gave me permission, showed the document on air. There is no case, no case whatsoever against Trump, none. But you take Alvin Bragg, who's George Soros protected, George Soros elected with his money, and he is backed into a corner. All the Democrats and the liberal media are calling on Bragg to, quote, do the right thing. He can't back down.
Well, if he did, his career would be over. They'd probably prosecute him for all the crimes he's committed of not prosecuting.
Well, Bob, I've said this. Kevin McCarthy kind of alluded to this, but not to the detail I have. Yesterday, I came out and I said, I'm looking for help in forming a national PAC, a political action committee, to go after Alvin Bragg legally. Let's start with George Soros' contributions through his dummy corporations to his campaign, and I guarantee you we don't have to go any further. We will have enough on him to send him away for a long, long time. And then we'll turn that office in Manhattan upside down with investigations and FOIAs, and we can put quite a few of those people in prison. And that's what I don't think we even need to protest. I think we simply need to form a private political action campaign and go after Alvin Bragg.
You know, it sounds good, Dave, but I've heard this all my life. You know what? If we get back in power, this is Machiavellian, the prince. If we get back in power, we're going to go after them, the million arrest
warrants. That's not what I'm saying. Get back in power. I'm not saying that. I want to use Paul Preston as an example. My good friend who's the head of the New California Movement, they have forced several California officials out of office for election fraud because they filed affidavits. They had 100 people in each case sign affidavit that went to the local sheriffs. Some of these people, not trusting whether or not their sheriff would play ball and cover up their crimes, resigned. This is the way you go after Alvin Bragg. You do it at the local level, you know, the county that he's in. You do it at the state level. And so even if they have that covered, then you start going to different federal jurisdictions that have oversight over cases like what Bragg is doing. And you're going to find somebody. You're going to find somebody who's going to take up the cause, and Bragg will be out. It can happen.
He'll
now.
Be out.
It's happened. It's happening in California right now as we speak, Bob. You don't need to change power.
He'll be out, but will they ever have to pay for their crime? That's my point. Getting out and then, you know, secretly getting a new job transferred somewhere within the Democratic machine to where you suffer no loss. You've just, you know, gone from A to B is different than putting, you know, black and white stripes on or an orange jumpsuit. It's totally different. And that's the thing. We've seen a lot of them out. I mean, Dr. Fauci, do you think he'll ever spend a day in jail? No. Hillary Clinton? No. Bill Clinton? No. Barack Obama? No. George Bush? No. Mitch McConnell? No. Chuck Schumer? No. None of them.
In the short term, I agree with you. But here's another issue, though. This, I got to be careful how I say this. A month ago, I had this conversation, and I'm not going to reveal how close the conversation was to me from the person, but let's put it this way. You take it to the bank. Yesterday, I'm talking to a former basketball player friend of mine whose relative is friends with a base commander, and I'm deciding whether or not to make this public. There is another conversation I had with one of my insider sources, and you know who that is, Bob, ex-high-ranking military official, and I've told you some about. Okay, so I've had these three conversations now over a month, two of them on the same day, and independent of each other, totally unsolicited by myself. Here's what's being said. Many of the base commanders, division commanders across this country right now are preparing for a Chinese invasion, irrespective of the Biden administration. And I want to make this clear, irrespective of the Biden administration. You say these people won't pay. I don't want to see a civil war, but I think this is definitely the direction the information is going.
Let's dissect that for a second. That's a great topic, Dave. Let's dissect the civil war for a second. These people are willing to going into Ukraine, and they've bombed and blown up Ukraine into non-existence to hide their crimes.
Who's they?
Well, the ruling class, the elites, both sides.
If you're talking the Joint Chiefs, I agree. I'm not talking at that level.
Okay, but my point is this. They will use a civil war to divert from banking failures, from their crimes, from their child rape, from their stealing, I mean, trillions out of the American treasury. They will start a nuclear war with China to do it. There is nothing these people will not do, because we know they already want to reduce the population of the planet dramatically, 90% or more. So when we say civil war, you and I think that would be the most horrible thing since the last civil war. It took 150 years to recover from that, you know, to the animosities finally went away. And there's still remnants of that today. Out of the Civil War came the Ku Klux Klan, and even though it's greatly, greatly diminished, there's still whack jobs running around with white hoods on. so that the remnants of what happened in the last Civil War, but it will distract from what they have done. It will distract from their crimes. This is why, even though I do want to see Donald Trump, and I don't think I'd get along with the guy. I don't. We have, seems like, different values, but he will bring a wrecking ball to Washington. And in some ways, they will use that like they did last time. What happened last time when Trump went in? The brown shirts came out. They started burning everything. Remember the blocking the highways, the burning federal buildings, all that they did. You remember the night he was elected? They set everything in Washington. You know, they set St. John's Church on fire. I mean, they did everything. No charges, by the way. They did it all. Mm-hmm. The Trump, if elected president, he will be the catalyst that I think will bring civil war to the United States.
I think it comes sooner than that,
Bob. Because we
won't
settle on a peaceful national divorce.
It's not going to happen that way, Bob. It's going to happen before, because when they indict Trump, this will start the shockwave that will lead to a civil war.
And I agree with you. I don't think it'll be immediate. I think, but again, let's dissect it. I think, you know, now that their insurrection has been totally carpet pulled out from underneath of it, you know, we see there was rioters, and the people who committed violence, they need to go to prison for, you know, appropriate charges. I in no way condone going into the Capitol and breaking windows and smashing doors. If you were doing that and you weren't on the FBI payroll, you know, you get a pass if you were. If you weren't and you were really there doing those things, you need to have the weight of the law come down on you. But if you're being escorted through the Capitol by police, you know, you might, I don't know what charge they could come up with, maybe a third-degree felony, I don't know.
I don't think so. It's entrapment, but, Bob, by any measure it was entrapment.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, but they want a real insurrection. They want it. That this is what they will agitate both sides. We know how the left works. They will have their people in the right, you know, right of center, and they have their people in the left of center. And they go tell each of them to go beat each other up. And they'll, of course, make it look, you know, everybody have a MAGA hat on. And they'll make it, this is insurrection two. I'm telling you, Dave, you will hear those words. This is insurrection two. When they do this, and they're promoting it. Everything they do pushes, it kicks the can down the road towards that. And if by the grace of God, we do escape the violence that is knocking at the door because of these trumped up, excuse me, bad pun, but
I got it.
Yeah. These charges that are just made up. If we do escape the violence today or tomorrow or the next day, you put Trump back in charge. That man has a mission. He is focused. He knows what needs to be done, and he's bringing a 2,000-pound wrecking ball with him. And it will be his goal not to fight the Russians, not to fight the Chinese, not to fight the Ukrainians. His goal will be to destroy Washington, D.C., and the corrupt elite that just run that country with graft, greed, treason, perversion, all of it. That will be his goal, to dismantle it piece by piece. And the left at that point, that would be the final straw, and they would pull all stops out. At that point, they know the day of reckoning has come, and they will either win or lose in a few short years at most. Now, I'm not saying it couldn't happen tomorrow if he's indicted, but in a few short years at most, the United States is headed for a day of reckoning that is going to affect every citizen in this country. We have an entitlement group of people who can't be prosecuted. They have the ability to raid the Treasury. They have the ability to, you know, go soft on their friends when their friends commit crimes, or even the useful idiots who commit crimes out there, murder, rape, robbery, theft, whatever, you know, to just demoralize the population by saying, we're not going to prosecute those people. But look at that conservative. He was jaywalking. We're going to throw him in jail for 20 years. That's all a demoralization tactic.
Well, I don't think it's going to last that long. this is going to be fairly immediate, Bob, because you've got other exacerbating factors such as World War. You've got the
World War III. I was going to bring that up.
Let me finish this point, though. You've got the exacerbating factors of the war. You've got the exacerbating factors of the failed economy. Wells Fargo, I've gotten a dozen of these notices for my audience, and they are getting notices from Wells Fargo warning them about the loss of funds. It's the banking collapse is underway, Bob, right now. It's happening as we speak.
It is. A banking collapse, World War III, the moral collapse. Dave, I saw a meme the other day, and forgive me for being a little crude, but I'm just going to say what the meme said. You know, in the liberal mind, if you spank your children, you deserve to go to jail. But in the liberal mind, I can cut my child's nuts off.
Mm-hmm.
That's how warped these people are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we're at with these people. They have zero rational thinking left in their skulls. Zero. They are creatures of strictly instinct, survival instinct, greed instinct, perversion instinct, and anything that challenges that, no matter how righteous, how good. That's why we see the attack on Christianity and Christians being persecuted, because love thy neighbor. Oh my gosh, no, you go over to his house and rape his wife and steal all his money. That's what you do. That's the thinking of these people. And we see it. Who was it? Strzok or whatever. I mean, two high people in the FBI were screwing each other's wives and husbands. And, you know, it's like, where's honor, fidelity, integrity? A lot of it there. Nothing happens. And that's for America to see. Chief law enforcement organization in America where you have God knows what kind of perversion going on. And that's why I'm saying where we're at. And as in every show, Dave, we always say, you know, this is what it is, and we paint the picture. You know, whatever it is, we don't have a shortage of the signs of the season in which we're in. Whether it is World War III, whether it's Bill Gates promising us we're going to get another, you know, deadly pandemic. This time it's going to kill your children. You know, and you've got to get vaccinated because the world court's going to make you do it, and it'll supersede all U.S. law, even though the treaty wasn't affirmed by the Senate. It was signed by edict. It doesn't matter. I God bless this black man who lived in the ghetto, and Dr. Fauci was thinking he was going to go earn some brownie points. And he went to his black guy's house, and you need to get vaccinated. And this black guy was sharp. He goes, you haven't had enough time to prove that vaccine. I don't know if you've seen it. It's great. And he just absolutely leveled Dr. Fauci, you know, and yet Dr. Fauci kept telling him, you know, we've done this for 20 years, we've done this, we've done, and the truth didn't matter. But so with every step we see, whether it's World War III, which I think is going to happen, they're going to need it for diversion, Civil War, they're going to need it to create diversion, banking collapse, they're going to need it to create the diversion and bring about their utopia. And, you know, their utopia, the leftist Marxist utopia, Fabian socialist utopia. But isn't it strange, David, always has a lot of body bags involved, a lot of prison camps, a lot of forced labor? It does seem that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, but I think this is going to be very immediate. I don't think there's going to be much of a domino effect here. The dominoes have already fallen. Bob, I'm telling you, I am convinced from the conversations I've had. In fact, I'll go back 2 years ago. My best ex-military source, very high ranking, put me in contact with two people that were currently in the Pentagon then. And they told me they were worried about violence in the Pentagon as things come down. They said the Joint Chiefs have some support, but for the most part, they have no support, but people are keeping their mouths shut, but they are planning. I was told this 2 years ago, and now I'm getting this new information. I'm telling you, the military is preparing to act in its own defense, and it's not so much against Biden, it's against China. And I'm getting this over and over and over.
Well, and I agree with you, because Biden just signed an executive order to release the evidence that proves something we all knew, COVID was originated in the lab. You know, he's doing it to be provocatory, not because he cares about the truth, not because he wants to honor, you know, whoops, we made a mistake.
Let's be honest. Gee, it's not Biden. Really it's not Biden. It's Obama that's telling Biden to do
it. Well, of course. Yeah. Of course. I'm just saying Biden's the puppet. Biden.
That's a good Freudian slip there, buddy. You're right.
Biden's the puppet, you know, with a hand up is whatever, making him do whatever he does, because we know he doesn't have the credibility to speak on his own. But that's a provocatory action, and expect to see more provocatory actions on the part of the United States towards China. Now, I think we should defend the people of Taiwan. We have no treaty to do it. Those people want to be free. They don't want to be part of China. We have an alliance with them. So, but there are ways to help mitigate that so it doesn't go to war, and in time maybe work out. They're going to push the war button. They're going to keep pushing the war button, because it's all a distraction, and they get the fringe benefit of killing a lot of people in the process. You know, those flyover red state people, the great unwashed, the lowbrow people, that's us, you know, by the way, you know, they get to kill a lot of us. They get to hide in their, you know, caviar supplied bunkers, but we get to get irradiated or poisoned. You know, gosh, we might even, Dave, get sprayed with dioxins. You never know. You know what I'm talking about. And kill a lot of people.
Well.
But that's what I want people to see, that all of this multifaceted attack, whether it's the insurrection that the arrest of Donald Trump will create, they'll use that. Never let a good crisis go to waste. They'll use it. Insurrection 2. I promise you, you'll hear those words, Dave, in some form or another. You know, all the croakers on the news media, Insurrection 2, it's happening. Insurrection 1 wasn't enough. Insurrection 2 is in progress right now.
The labels are going to be less important as we approach the moment of truth. The rhetoric, the propaganda will step us
until
up.
When it goes kinetic, you're right.
It'll step us
and
up.
And that will be a very, very sad day because it's what they want.
Well, and I hear you. Let me say this, because Doug and I made a disclaimer last night on our TV show. We said that we're not encouraging this. We do not support this. But this is the course of action this federal government is forcing upon the people. And it's not just in this country. Look at what's happening with the Dutch. They basically have told the WEF and their government to go to hell. The French, there are 43 countries right now that are in some form of rebellion or serious protest against their government. That's why the globalists are going for broke right now. They need to start this nuclear war before things get out of control for them.
Dave, you just pushed my biblical button. And, you know, it's easy to push that, I admit it. But ethnos against ethnos is one of the signs of the end of the age. And look what we see. I mean, these people have stirred up ethnic hatred hatred against everything. They've stirred it up because injustice always breeds anger, and they are masters at breeding injustice. These criminals go free. The jaywalker who goes to church goes to prison. It's deliberate. And when we understand it's deliberate, when we understand that this is a contrived thing, they know they can't win against Donald Trump. Most likely, I mean, maybe they can get a kangaroo court to convict him, but most likely to go to the Supreme Court and be overturned. The damage is done. It's like throwing out the proverbial "you're a child molester," it doesn't have a shred of truth to it. You throw that out against somebody, and the damage is done. It doesn't matter if you make a retraction. It doesn't matter what happens after that point. You threw those damning words out, and the damage is done because somebody believes, well, there's a reason he really said that. I know he had to retract it, but there's a reason he really said it. I mean, they throw this out that he paid off Stormy Daniels, that he must have had sex with her. Well, he still denies he had sex with her. It was a payoff, a hush money, and that's a non-disclosure
agreement.
It's
irrelevant, though.
It's irrelevant.
Except until it becomes the flashpoint for bigger things.
Or, Dave, it becomes you. And when it's done to you, or me, or, you know, you collectively, and you get to suffer the indignity of it, you know, that one time that the wife testified before Congress, they told me they were going to put child porn on my husband's computer. You know, it doesn't matter if you're finally exonerated. They found child porn on his computer. The damage is done. Now with Donald Trump, he is a master of turning the damage to good, and I think if they do this, it will probably ensure his reelection. I do. I think it will ensure his reelection, but you know, the damage they're trying to create to this country is create that civil war you spoke of. And in creating that civil war, they get their insurrection too, and they get a real insurrection this time. Let's just say they get a real one. They actually have people really pissed off, and they get sick and tired of seeing criminals, I mean, hardened Ted Bundy perverts, sociopaths in Washington, D.C., called congressmen and senators, go scot-free, presidents too, go scot-free for high crimes and misdemeanors, start wars based upon fraud and lies, kill leaders of states, bomb other nations' assets like gas pipelines, and go scot-free. And yet all the while, you're the innocent or downtrodden. That breeds civil war. That's what they want. And that's why, as a Christian, as much as it with this lies within me, I want to live at peace with all men. That's my goal, to live at peace with all men. Now, with that said, if you come to my door to hurt my family, don't do it. I'll just say that. Don't do it.
Well, there's one other flashpoint, too. When they draft your kids to go to Ukraine.
When they draft the kids to go to Ukraine?
No way.
What happens when they take all your money away?
Yeah.
You've worked all your life, Dave. You've scrimped and saved because you're going to get $2,500 a month in Social Security, and you've made enough money to get another $2,500 a month, you know, say from 67 to 80. So you have $5,000 a month that you can live on. $2,500 is hard. $5,000, you can live somewhat comfortable a month. And they take the $2,500. Whoops, it went away. You know, we invested in, you know, the most freakazoid woke causes that utterly collapsed the bank. And all my buddies that got the money that you invested for those woke causes, they get to keep it. I mean, that's what they're doing. That's the whole process of the banking collapse right now. Spending money they didn't have, inflating the economy, and then made piss poor investments. And then you pay. And then they take everybody's money. Dave, you mentioned noble gold. I didn't mean to say this, but, man, if you don't own gold or silver, I mean, I know noble gold. You can buy just a roll of quarters from them if you want to, silver quarters. And you could buy one of those a month. You might not be in the position to be able to buy, you know, 10 ounces of 1 ounce gold Eagles.
Yeah, Bob, there's the banks. This is what I want to emphasize. Thank you for opening up this Pandora's box. Most people have no idea. When I say Dodd-Frank, they don't know what I'm talking about. Dodd-Frank was passed in 2010, which said that when you put your money in the bank or your retirement's connected to a federally owned bank or controlled bank, I should say, when you do that, you have become an unsecured creditor and they control your money. The only reason they haven't stolen it yet is because they want you to keep putting your money in the bank. But once they get into crisis, they will take your money, lock, stock, and barrel, game over. This is why Noble Gold's doing what a lot of people are doing now. They're going to gold-backed retirements that the people control, the banks don't. They're going to precious metal diversification like palladium, platinum. Gold was number one last year. Silver was a close second. This is where people are going. And the bottom line is, and I'll just say, go to DaveHodgesGold.com to find out more. But, Bob, anyone that keeps everything in the bank needs their head examined. I'll just say it in four letters, four numbers. 1929. That's what's going to happen to you, people. The plans are already out there. Wells Fargo already put out that notice I just mentioned. It's coming. They are going to steal your money. I don't even think they have to wait for the mark of the beast to come in with digital currency, Executive Order 14067. I think they can do it even before, just using banking regulations. But of course, they'll bail out their communist ESG climate green cult group like they did SVB Bank.
And FTX. I mean, you know, what is it? What between them is what, $200 billion, something like that?
Yeah.
You know, all gone, all investors, all gone. But what I'm also telling people, you might be a person of more limited means. You might not have an IRA or whatever. But I know if you go to Noble Gold, they you can buy just Silver Eagles. You know, you might not be that heavy hitter, but I'm telling you, worldwide, you go to any country, you present them silver or gold, and the door will open.
Uh-huh.
Doors open when people see that. When they see that shiny stuff, doors open. So you don't, if you are a heavy hitter and you can go and buy, you know, huge amounts of gold or silver, that's great. But if you're just, you know, mom and pop and you save a couple Silver Eagles a month, you know, you do have a reserve there that will, even when people are burning the paper currency in the furnace to keep warm, you'll have something that people will recognize as like, yeah, I'll take that. I'll give you some food for that. Yeah, that's worth it. You give them, I got this stack of $100 bills. No, I don't want that. They're not worth anything. Maybe the Russian rubles will be worth something because they have gold back, but, you know, U.S. dollars, you know, maybe not. But that's why I've been a proponent of gold and silver for all my adult life, because it for 6,000 years it has held that intrinsic value. And this is the part of the program I like doing. And that's what we can do to protect ourselves. Because we lay out, Dave, week by week, we lay out the case for America's demise, the possible of World War III, the possible of another pandemic. But, and a lot of people, that's all they do. What we do is we lay out towards the end of the program what you do. These things are coming. It's like an 80-mile-an-hour freight train. I hate to admit it, but I was with a police officer one night, and I saw this guy get hit with a freight train at 80 miles an hour. I mean, it wasn't a pretty thing what happened. Pieces were everywhere. That's what's going to happen to the American economy. And that's a true story. I mean, I was with a police officer, and I remember he was going, and this guy was trying to cross at 2 o'clock in the morning the train tracks on a bike. He was going to duck underneath the cross rails and didn't quite make it in time, and boom, that was it. Now, if you can picture what that looked like, you might not want to. That's what's going to happen to the American economy. But when that happens to the American economy, you just look and see what's happened to gold and silver this last couple weeks once they knew the banking crisis is there. I mean, they I can tell you, regional banks, they want to get rid of them. They want to absorb them into bigger banks. They want to get rid of all the regional banks. They want, you know, to have all the money.
Well, that's because they know the regional banks are more likely to resist 14067 and digital currency.
Yeah, you know. Precisely. So that they'll be absorbed. You know, they can create their collapse, so they have to be absorbed. But when all that happens, and you do own physical gold, physical silver, you might not be able to live the life that you once lived, but you will have a buffer there to barter so that you don't end up in the American food line with everybody else fighting and groveling for whatever, you know, bug food they give you. You'll be able to make, you know, trades for real food, real service, real goods. And that's why I've always been such a promoter of it, because I've been around the world, and I'll tell you, it doesn't matter where you go. You pull out a gold coin, people's eyes shine. They do. Oh, yeah, I like that. You pull out a little gold coin, a little silver coin, people look at it and go, yeah, I like that. I'll take that. What do you want for it? What can I give you for it? So that's why I recommend it. And that's the solution part of our program I like the best. Obviously, you know, you want to get the food, the water. I'm strongly promote, you know, for $70, the Bofang radio, BF-F8, you get a radio that does MERS, GMRS, and ham bands, plus receive NOAA, you know, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, so you get weather reports 24/7 for $70. For more expensive, to protect yourself at night, we have night vision. I challenge people to find it cheaper anywhere else. You won't. Be careful when you buy night vision, because I'll tell you, there's a lot of scammers out there. They don't give you the specifications on the tube. They're selling you, you know, and they say it's a PVS 14. Well, he's selling a PVS 14. This guy's selling a PVS 14, and there's a big price difference. Why? Well, because the one PVS 14 with a cheap tube in it is going to have black spots, second generation, and it, you know, you don't know what it is. To buy a good military grade PVS 14 is a different story. So, you know, this is what people really need to be thinking about, because Dave, what we've done, I mean, we just 70,000, we did the SR-71 today, you know, that's the spy plane that traveled at, what, 70,000 to 90,000 feet at 3,000 miles an hour. I mean, World War III, it's here. We're pushing it. Global collapse, it's here.
It's already been established, Bob, because of the fact that we've got a situation where Biden is now accused for the second time of killing a ceasefire with Ukraine. They need that as a flashpoint. The globalists do. To promote their one world government, because they're losing across the globe. They need to do it now. Bob, we've only got a few seconds left, so I want to give out your website and your phone number, and that's all we got time for. ReadyMadeResources.com for the best survival stuff. Give out the number, please.
800-627-3809 or ReadyMadeResources.com.
Train, prep, and pray. And on behalf of my guest and good friend, Bob Griswold, there's not a more knowledgeable survivalist, prepper, whatever you want to refer to him as. You need to really visit his store online. It's fantastic. Bob, thanks so much for joining us. God bless you.
God bless, Dave. Thank you. Bye-bye.